All right. Let's, you know, as you know, today is Amazon Prime Day or whatever the heck it is. And I think I have a little something coming. I had something coming yesterday, too, and it came. And it's just weird. But thing is, you know, the whole overnight thing, you know, you get your app, you click, bingo, bango, and it's on its way the next day, if not that afternoon. So anyway, it's been a, you know, it's an amazing story. But joining us for a few minutes, and this is, by the way, a great website, guys, businessinsider.com. A lot of stuff that you just don't find anywhere else. Businessinsider.com. And the headline by, well, I don't know if Rachel wrote the headline, FedEx stopped flying your Amazon Prime packages in June because the partnership wasn't profitable enough. And UPS has the same problem. Rachel, hey, how are you? Good to have you on. And a great article. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
All right, this at this moment in time, like for example, you know, I order something from Amazon. Sometimes the postal service will deliver it. Sometimes, I mean, how does this exactly work, and how do the two mesh? And apparently, FedEx ain't in on it anymore.
Right. So Amazon works with a few different partners, and this not only relates to the last mile delivery, like the truck that delivers it to your home, but
right.
also how it gets from the warehouse to the fulfillment center, how it gets on the plane, like who flies it, who drives it, even who ships it across the ocean. In all of these legs of the journey, Amazon is starting to take that process in-house. And some experts say that that's not just because – so part of the reason Amazon does want to take this in-house is because it costs – it saves a lot of money for the company, something like – $6 per package for Amazon to deliver it versus $8 or $9 per package for Amazon to outsource that to FedEx or UPS. But another reason, some experts say Amazon wants to develop this logistics service, not
yes.
just to save money, but even to roll out its own delivery service that would someday compete with FedEx and UPS.
Well, actually, some of this is happening now, Rachel, because, I mean, I know they have planes now they're using, not unlike FedEx or UPS, but particularly fine at FedEx. And they've got trucks. I've seen, you know, delivery vans out on the street. Amazon Prime, that's how they're branded. So it's going on,
right.
isn't it?
Yeah, it's happening as we speak. And some people say these concerns are a little overblown simply because, so Amazon by 2021 will have 70 planes, but FedEx has more than 700 planes. So it's I think what's concerning people, what's interesting people who watch the space is that Amazon is just building this up so quickly. So in 6 years, Amazon went from zero planes to 70 planes, and that is an astounding pace to be building up this sort of network.
By the way, there's a, just as a sub note here, a side note, but over the weekend I happened to be on YouTube and they explained how FedEx works, you know, in the hub in Memphis, and there are a couple others.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fascinating, the logistics involved. And, you know, how about the post office? Do they have those kind of logistics?
They do. They do. So the interesting thing about the post office is that obviously, as our president highlighted last year, that if Amazon works with the post office, they say it's even cheaper to deliver with them. But still, Amazon is interested in in-housing all of this. But the interesting thing about the post office is that obviously they only work within the U.S., so
right.
you can't really form a partnership just with them alone and then expect that partnership to work
right.
in Canada and Mexico and the other hundreds of countries that Amazon works in and exists in.
All right, Rachel, I got to go here and talk about Rex in a minute. But first, let's finish up. I talked to a guy who worked for the Postal Service, and he was saying, and this is maybe 5 years ago, so maybe the story has certainly changed, that, you know, because of FedEx, because of UPS, the post office was actually making some money. Guess
right.
not. Or yes.
Well, so I don't know the exact statistic, but something like it could be like 10 to 30% of the UPS's revenue is coming from Amazon. They're such a big company customer
okay.
of theirs,
okay.
and even what there are some companies that lesser known logistics companies that basically what they do for Amazon and other e-commerce companies
right.
is that they do all of the sortation and fulfillment and
right.
these sorts of things in their warehouses. And then it's called, quote, a postal injection, where they do all the sortation. But instead of them actually taking the package now to your house,
Yeah.
They ship it all to the post office to do it.
That's, and I've seen some of those deliveries made. Hey, look, go read the article because we don't have enough time to really get into it. Rachel Premack, right? And it's businessinsider.com. And scroll around. There's all kinds of good stuff on there. Thank you much for being on, Rachel.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Good to have you. 756.